Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neth, and here's your daily Nerd Devo. When chaos-inducing weapons are less powerful than your car, you know it's Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're taking a look at the 8th installment, Fate of the Furious. I like to say it's F8 of the Furious, released in 2017. Spoilers ahead. We open up with Dom and Letty in Havana, winning an explosive race for pinks. But all is not well, as Dom is coerced into a service of a woman named Cypher, an ingenious hacker who can change world systems with just the click of a mouse, played by Charlize Theron. Hobbs calls the gang together to retrieve an EMP powerful enough to take out an entire city, and during the literal wrecking ball of a chase, Dom betrays the crew and takes the EMP to Cypher. Mr. Nobody gathers everybody, Letty, Tej, Roman, Ramsey, Hobbs, and Deckard Shaw, in order to track Cypher down. We then find out Deckard's brother Owen was assembling the weapon from the 6th film so that he can give it to Cypher, and the terrorist Jaconde from the 7th film was going to give her God's Eye. But just then, Cypher and Dom attack Nobody's HQ and take the God's Eye. We then find out the reason Dom is working with Cypher. It's because she's kidnapped his former love interest, Officer Neves, and their son. Then, using thousands of hacked vehicles, dubbed zombie cars, Dom and Cypher steal nuclear launch codes from the Russian defense minister in New York. But the crew, of course, chases Dom, and he ends up shooting Shaw down. But he almost lets Letty get away with the codes, which makes Cypher really, really angry. So she takes out Officer Neves, right in front of Dom. It turns out Cypher has been gathering these weapons to make an assault on a base that houses a submarine carrying nuclear missiles, so that she can keep the world and its leaders in check how she sees fit. The rest of the Fast crew try to stop this attack on the base by Dom. Meanwhile, Cypher is keeping watch from her mobile HQ plane. But all of a sudden, two men wearing Falcon-like jetpacks board the plane. It's the Shaw brothers, Owen and Deckard. Turns out Deckard's death was just a ruse put together by Dom, our favorite brothers Leo and Santos, and the Shaw's own mother, played by Helen Mirren. The Shaw brothers clear the plane of soldiers and rescue Dom's son, leaving him free to betray Cypher, and after a chase by Cypher involving a submarine and Roman getting dragged across the ice on a car door, comes to a head, Dom redirects a heat-seeking non-nuclear missile into the sub, destroying it. Cypher flees, and the crew goes home victorious, enjoying a family dinner, where Dom introduces the fam to his son, Brian. Dom gets trapped. He's held down by the decisions of his past. I know I've been there. How can I move forward? How can I make the right decision? How can I flourish when the enemy is holding so much ammunition from my past meant to push me back? Well, there's the classic Bible verse most Christians know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which says, "Therefore, whosoever believes in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new." I love this passage because it reminds me that our past has been washed by the blood of Christ, not forgotten, but cleansed. That past sin holding you down. Imagine wearing clothes that are dirty. You wash them, you still have clothes, but you're clean now. Our past has been clean when we accept Jesus into our hearts, but it's not forgotten. We remember the good times and we remember the bad, but we can use those past mistakes to make sure that they are not repeated, that sin is gone and isn't coming back. And once you learn from your past, you control your future. Paul, one of the greatest advocates for Christ, wasn't held back by Saul, his past self, who persecuted Christians. He, like all those who received Christ into their lives, was a new creation. So don't let the past hold you down. Learn from it. Use it to not make the same mistakes. Take what the enemy would use to hold you down and make it a part of what God has done and is doing in your life. When you have control of your past, you hold the keys to your future. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff, your daily nerd devo, and until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.